Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gonna be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 58 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Scott.
Aw, thank you, sir.
I didn't say hello yet. Don't jump the gun.
Sorry, I was not told to say hello. I'll wait.
You have to wait for that hello cue. By the way, happy birthday. Today is Scott's, 32? Were you 32?
Wait, is it okay for me to talk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Actually 43, dude.
I was close. I thought aren't you 37?
I'm not old.
Anyways, happy birthday to Scott today. Real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, before we get started, we do want to thank everyone that has headed over to whatamaneuver.net and picked up the new Fully Posable t-shirt. We want to thank everyone that has purchased the shirt. We want to also thank anyone that sent out tweets when the store opened, anyone that liked our posts, that retweeted, that posted anything regarding the shirt. We want to thank everyone.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. We are really proud of the design. It's actually our design that was supposed to be our logo. We wanted that one originally. We settled on the one that we're on now because we couldn't make the other one happen. And we're just so happy that everybody's taken a liking to it. And like you said, Jeff, that money just goes right back into the show. It helps us with the unboxing videos, better equipment. Any support and all support is greatly appreciated. And thank you so much, guys. Hope you enjoy the shirt.
I've had people in the past ask me, hey, what's the best way to support the show? And I'm like, subscribe on iTunes and leave a comment on iTunes, even if it's one star, you know, something, you know.
Yeah, everything helps.
Yeah, everything helps. Well, this is the best way to help support the show. Head over to whatamaneuver.net. WHATAMAN. And don't botch it like I did, EUVER.net, and check out our store over there. Depending the sales on this, this will also lead to other shirt designs that we're looking into.
Yeah, we're already knocking around a few ideas, talked about a few before the show. So yeah, if this one does well, that will lead to other designs, absolutely.
Yep. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. Please rate and review again on iTunes. That helps us out immensely. You can email us any questions, comments, wishlists, FullyPosable, WFP at gmail.com. Hi, Scott. What's up, birthday boy?
Hello. Oh wait, we already did that part.
We already did that bit. Stop that. I don't know what you're gonna think of this week. I think you'll be okay with this week.
I might enjoy it.
You might enjoy it. I think so.
Is it a good WFP in honor of my birthday?
Oh, it's pretty good. Okay. I gotta give the credit. Mike the Cleaner did set up the P this week.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope you recognize this name. I did, as she is, whoops, spoiler alert, she is kind of making the rounds in Ring of Honor. She's been on NXT, I believe, and WWE TV.
Okay.
All right. So again, Scott, that's Fully Posable. W as in, and I can't believe I've missed this in 57 episodes, Coco Beware.
Oh, yeah. That's a big W.
Yeah, actually, I've said Frankie before, but I forgot who Frankie was attached to.
Yeah, exactly. You left out a Hall of Famer W.
Exactly. F as in the genetic freak, Scott Steiner.
Really?
Going there.
Oh, dude. Okay. Nothing against Scott Steiner. It's the using the F in genetic freak.
If I used the F as in lunatic fringe last week, hey, why not?
That wasn't okay either.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was horrible.
And credit to Mike the Cleaner on this one. P as in Diana Perrazzo.
Excellent with the P this week.
Oh, you do recognize her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, definitely. What a talent. Good call on the P.
I know we don't get much Ring of Honor out here, so I didn't know if you would catch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had mentioned, too, she's been on NXT. So I recognized her from that. But, yeah, absolutely. Great P this week. Thank you, Mike.
Yep. And credit to Mike the Cleaner at gmail.com. I was going to skip your toy spotting since you were on vacation, but I saw on our Snapchat that you actually did do some toy spotting.
Yes, I did. I took our toy spotting news on the road this week, and the wife and I were in Palm Springs over the weekend. We left Saturday morning and headed straight there, so I didn't do any toy spotting on Saturday. But when the wife and I were coming back on Tuesday, we talked about it and decided to hit some Toys R Us's and Targets on the way home. So on the way, we stopped at three Toys R Us's, which were Redlands, Ontario, and Monrovia or something like that.
Monrovia.
Monrovia, that's it.
That's where Christopher Dean finds all of his figures early.
Ah, okay.
Is that Monrovia Toys R Us?
Gotcha. Well, I was on the hunt for the Shinsuke Defining Moments. They did not have him, unfortunately. I wasn't able to locate him at any of the Toys R Us's or Targets. The one target that we did stop at was extremely disappointing, but we did locate the Finn Balor Network exclusive at two of the three Toys R Us's, so at least that was a success. Found that one, but no Shinsuke. That's a tough spot, but all was not lost. I saw a note today that Shinsuke was up at ToysRUs.com, so I went on and purchased my Shinsuke Nakamura Defining Moment figure.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yep, so I still scored it. Didn't find it out in the wild, but I did score it. But yeah, it was kind of fun doing a almost like a road trip toy spotting adventure on the way back from Palm Springs. That was a lot of fun with the wife.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
We did do toy spotting. We actually went over to San Mateo, Redwood City, Burlingame area.
Oh, you went across the bridge.
Yeah, because I saw that everybody was finding the network exclusive Balor. So we went over San Mateo, Burlingame, and Redwood City. We found one network-exclusive Balor, and that was in Redwood City. The card on it was completely jacked up.
Oh, man.
I mean, just completely destroyed. But everything was still there.
Okay, so nobody cherry-picked like the chainsaw or the headdress or anything like that?
No, it looks like they tried, but it looks like maybe a worker was walking by when they went to do it or something like that.
Gotcha.
They just put it back down with the card jacked up and took off. So I ended up buying that and just opening it. We went over to San Mateo Toys R Us, and they had two pegs where they had the network exclusive Balor completely wiped.
Oh, wow. Gone, huh?
Two pegs completely wiped. They were fully loaded with Undertaker, fully loaded with Vince McMahon, fully loaded with mutants, but no network exclusive Balor. So out of three Toys R Us's, that was the only one I found.
One thing I did want to point out that I noticed, I don't know if it's happening here in Northern California, but in Southern California, the network exclusive Triple H, Big Boss Man, and Stone Cold for those Toys R Us's that still have those in stock, they've been knocked down to $13.98.
Yeah, we saw that too. Ringmaster was $12.99.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal, actually. I mean, even if you want one just to open it, that's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. Still no sign of Warrior and Taker. I wonder when those are going to hit.
Yeah, I'm still on the hunt, man. I did stop at Walmart here in Tracy last Friday, but no Warrior, no Taker. In fact, they didn't even have any Hasbros. They were completely wiped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't mind seeing that at all.
That means future lines of those.
You got it.
Scott, we've got some news this week. How are we going to schedule this?
Yeah, it's almost like there was a big toy event that happened over the weekend that was showing some new toys, you'd think, with all the news that we had.
Yes. We're going to do the news this week, and then we'll wrap up with Scott's secret question, nostalgia segment, and our rotating road story, who booked this, and who did it better segments will be pushed off to next week. So, Scott, what do you say we jump into the news?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, due to the New York Toy Fair this week, we are going to start off with FTC news. What you got?
Yes, FTC news this week. They showed the head sculpt for Homicide, and I liked it. I think it looks pretty good.
I like it too. The only critique of it is I wish they would have showed it with the headband, or if it had a headband on.
That would be awesome if that was a removable accessory. I think that actually makes a lot of sense. What I'm really hoping is I can't wait to see. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did they show his ring garb?
No, they didn't show the ring garb.
Okay. I'm really hoping they also release a Hernandez. And I would love to see Homicide and Hernandez LAX. That's, I think, a very underrated tag team from TNA. Again, I'm not a big TNA fan. I've talked about that many times on the show. But when I was watching TNA, LAX was one of my favorite teams. I thought that they were pretty good. I would love to see, even a two-pack of them would be awesome. But even if it's two singles, I would like to see Hernandez added with Homicide. But from what I've seen so far with Homicide, I do like that sculpt.
Yeah, I do too. I think it captures him perfectly. As I said, I just wish they would have shown it with the headband. That's the only little critique I wish. But other than that, it looked good.
Yeah, I think once you put the headband on there, it's going to look even better. Further news from FTC this week. We were told by Chris that, yes, FTC will have a booth and a presence at WrestleCon, and you will be able to buy ROH, Rising Stars, and Legends from them. And, Jeff, you are the biggest Young Bucks fan I know, along with Mike the Cleaner. Would you like to break some news about some Young Bucks figures?
The Rising Stars line pre-order for the Young Bucks will be going up here shortly in March, but... There is going to be variants.
Already?
Yes, already.
Sweet.
You will get the Young Bucks with their money tights. But there is going to be a two-pack of the Young Bucks. We don't know which tights, though.
Yeah, we don't know what their outfits are yet, but we do know that it is confirmed. A two-pack of the Young Bucks is going to be available both on figurestoycompany.com and at their WrestleCon booth. So if you're at WrestleMania over the weekend and you're going to be going to WrestleCon, go see Chris at the FTC booth. I'm sure Jeff will be there too, and pick up your two-pack of the Young Bucks.
Yeah, if I'm not getting autographs, I'm going to be hanging out at the FTC booth. They will have the, as you said, they will have the Legend Series 1. They will have Rising Star Series 1. They'll have the AJ figure if they have any left. I'm not sure their stock on that right now.
And whatever's left of ROH Series 1, I'm sure too.
So you can pick up all your ROH figures, all your Legends, all your Rising Stars. Don't have to pay for shipping, just flat across.
Yeah, you just have to figure out how to get it back on the plane.
Yeah, that's the issue that the editor and I are already having trouble with.
Bring an empty suitcase.
So you will be able to pick up the Young Bucks there and the Young Bucks in a variant outfit.
Two pack,
yes, together. That which is two.
Or dose, if you will. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the Young Bucks going to be at WrestleCon?
No.
Oh, they're not?
No, they will not be at WrestleCon. They are going to be at Ring of Honor, which usually does the meet and greets beforehand.
Yes, they do. And that's M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T and greets, right?
Correct. Meet, M-E-A-T, is the sweats that you get when you have too much steak.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes like, slip into a meat coma.
Right, exactly.
Yes. But that's one thing to keep your eye on. If the Young Bucks are not going to be at WrestleCon, and I apologize, I haven't really been following the guest list. I won't be there this year. But if the Young Bucks are at ROH doing a signing, that would just be awesome to head to WrestleCon, pick up your two-pack of the Bucks, and take it to the ROH show to get it autographed. I can't picture a better two-pack to have hanging on the wall autographed. That might just be me, but I think it's going to look amazing.
I know, and I'm really curious what tights they're going to throw them in.
Man, I don't think that they could do the Elite or Bullet Club or anything like that, but I mean, maybe they could do some variation thereof just by spelling out the Young Bucks like in the Bullet Club or Elite font. I think would look amazing.
So that is the huge news from FTC and very exciting news that they dropped on us this week.
Yeah, definitely. We've been told by Chris numerous times that they're going to do variants if they make sense. And hey, what makes more sense than a Young Bucks two-pack and available at WrestleMania? Come on. No-brainer. Great call by FTC on that.
Check out the FTC booth over at WrestleCon in Orlando if you're going to be attending Mania.
Yeah, stop and say hi to Chris and Jeff.
Scott, on to New York Toy Fair.
Yes.
What shall we do about this?
Well, you know how when you tell somebody there's good news and bad news, and 9 times out of 10, you give them the bad news first?
Yes.
We should probably start off with zombies.
They're making the list.
Oh, man. reminiscent of last year's Toy Fair, zombies.
It's going to become an every year thing now.
Yeah, the one thing we dread.
Yes. Before you go down this list, I do want to say I did like the creativity to the zombies this year. This is the only compliment I'm giving him, is I liked the creativity to it this year.
Like in terms of like Seth's knees?
Seth's knees. I did like Austin's head being the skull.
Yeah.
The smoking skull. I did like that. Am I going to get it? No. Of course not. Zombies.
Of course not.
But I do like the creativity to it. Kudos to them on that.
Yeah, kudos to us for saving our money and not buying zombies figures and putting them towards Hasbro's instead.
Exactly, exactly. Do you want to go down the list or do you want me to?
Yeah, let's knock these zombies out really quick. And you know, it's funny, when I saw the assortment of zombies from New York Toy Fair 2017, it reminded me of when we saw the original batch of zombies and then they started hitting the pegs. And you and I have been extremely vocal about really disliking this series. And I forget who it was that asked me. I don't know if it was Brandon or Mike or somebody said, okay, you hate the zombies, but what if they made a Kevin Owens or a Sasha Banks? Would you buy it? And I said I'd be tempted. And now I've seen the figures. And I'm totally saving my money for Hasbro's. But somebody did call last year. What if they made KO and Sasha and boom. Here's the zombies list for the next series of zombies. Series 2 is going to contain AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Sasha Banks, and Brock Lesnar.
This is going to be my second compliment regarding these zombies. This is the best looking Sasha Banks face scan that they've done.
Yeah, hey, congrats Mattel, you finally nailed it on a zombie figure. Excellent job, guys. Way to go. I don't know exactly what you're telling us about Sasha's looks, but hey, nice job.
The other thing I shook my head at is on Owen's shirt, it says Bite Owens Bite. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 no.
I didn't hate that. That actually made me chuckle just a little bit.
Are you serious?
Just a little bit.
Mark.
I know. Bite Owens Bite. Okay. I'll give him that one. It made me chuckle a bit. I'm still not buying the figure. Even on clearance, I'm not buying that figure.
Give it till next year. It'll be on clearance for $3, dude.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe even less.
The Austin, as I said, I did like the smoking skull. It's not getting it, but I thought that was creative.
Yep. I honestly, I'm going to say the same thing I said about last year's assortment. Keep selling out the zombies. That's great because look what it did. It got us a Hasbro throwback line. Hopefully these other assortments that we don't like, such as mutants and zombies, and to be quite honest, the Tough Talkers, hopefully these lines sell really well and are able to fund other lines that we're really interested in, like Elite Throwback Legends and Hasbro Throwbacks.
Now on to Tough Talkers, more stuff we don't really care about. They're making Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, and all three New Day.
You know, the New Day might be kind of interesting because they're going to say some really cool stuff. And, you know, I could actually see the appeal of these figures to the younger collector. I'm thinking back to, like, say, when you and I were collecting Hasbros or LJNs. Like, what if they made some that talked?
I don't think that it's appealing to anyone, as these are taking up shelf space.
You're correct. They really are. I'm finding these more and more everywhere. Some of the Targets that I've been hitting up only have Tough Talkers available. They're completely sold out of Elites and Basics, but they have entire pegs full of the Tough Talkers. And on one hand, that's kind of frustrating because I don't really care for the figures. And then they're not selling, which means less money being applied to extra gimmicky lines like the Hasbro throwbacks, which I want to continue.
Yes.
So I want these ones to sell well, but you're right, dude. They just aren't moving that well compared to some of the other lines that we've seen, like zombies and the Hasbros.
Right, right. I'm seeing a lot of the two packs just clogging up shelf space all over the place.
Yeah, it's a high price point, too, which I think is leading to the increased shelf space. I mean, look, if you're going to sit there and get a Tough Talker or are you going to get an Elite, chances are pretty good you're going to buy an Elite instead.
Yeah, you're just going to have to fork out the extra $5 to get the Elite.
Yeah, they look better.
I did get the Kevin Owens and, man, who was the other one I got? I've forgotten already.
It was that memorable.
Yeah, I got those and I'm like, I wish I wouldn't have wasted my money on this.
You know, Kevin Owens is definitely one that I'm going to pick up when he gets on clearance. Because it's going to happen. These are going to go the way of all of the other gimmicky lines that we've seen from Mattel, unfortunately. Yeah, Kevin Owens is the one that I'll definitely be buying when he goes on clearance. I'll even buy a Sasha if they ever release her.
Then they showed these Target-exclusive NXT line, which I thought was kind of interesting. They're making Hideo, Owens, Sami Zayn, Eva Marie, Ty Dillinger, Almas, Samoa Joe, and the Seth Rollins had a different type of packaging. It was almost like, it looked like it should have been an elite type figure in this package, but there, it was looked like a basic Seth Rollins from what we could tell.
Well, it looks like it's a Build-A-Figure, right?
Is that what it is?
Well, they come with the wacky, wavy, inflatable tube men.
Yes.
Pieces. And
but no Bailey.
Yeah, go figure. I'm just wondering if, like, they just come with pieces of the inflatable men and, like, you just put them together.
Yeah.
So there'll be, like, it'll be a two-piece inflatable man, like a top and a bottom, like the head and then the base of the body. And you just put these things together to basically create, like, a Bailey diorama. I don't really know what's going on with that. It's kind of strange, and I need to see it out in the wild before I really kind of know what's going on.
So it looks like the KO and the Sammy look repackaged from their basics and earlier lines.
Yeah, and the packaging looks a little bit beefy because they are trying to fit those inflatable tube men pieces in there. I don't know how exactly they're going to come assembled or how exactly you're supposed to assemble them once you get them out of the packaging. But yeah, I think they had to beef it up a little bit because those things are pretty hulking.
Ty Dillinger was in that. That is his first figure.
Yeah, and it does look amazing. And for not being a Cien Almas fan, I think his figure looks really good as well.
The Dillinger, it's going to be tempting to get. And I said I'm swearing off basics, and that's basically what these are. But I'm going to be tempted by that Dillinger figure.
You know you're going to buy it. I know I'm buying it.
I know, but I said no more basics.
They're going to have them. You're going to go 10, and you're going to grab them off the peg and walk home with them. You know you're going to.
And then I'm going to get up to the check stand. There will be all $10.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. That was all improv.
I will say the Hideo figure does look really good. I actually like they gave him that newer hairstyle that he's got.
Exactly.
It's kind of that Justin Bieber thing he's got going on.
So yes.
I could see myself definitely getting Dillinger, more than likely passing on Almas. And since I didn't get the first Hideo that came out, possibly buying this Hideo. I really do like it.
Like you said, it does have the new haircut. 31-inch figures. They had a new Seth Rollins, new Cena. It looked like it was Austin in the back.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles. I know a lot of people are excited about the AJ Styles.
It's weird to me. I can't wrap my head around wanting to take home a 31-inch tall AJ Styles. If I was 3 feet tall, I would love this because I could totally like wrestle and slam around AJ and that would be awesome. But as a grown man, I'm having a hard time getting excited about 31-inch figures.
Wait till the end of the year around Christmas time when they go on clearance for 40%. But that's if they have the AJ.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny when we were at the Toys R Us in, I want to say it was Ontario, they had the 31-inch Seth Rollins. And my wife, who happens to be a big Seth Rollins fan, I walked over to her and I go, hey, they've got a big, almost life-size Seth Rollins figure over there. You want to take it home? She said no.
I don't see nothing wrong. Okay. After the 31-inch figures, they did show new wrestling buddies, and they showed only two. Now, are you going to pass these up like you did the Road Warriors?
I am definitely not passing up on the Finn. Finn is a definite, when I see it, I'm buying it.
They are going to have Finn in Demon Paint and John Cena. And John Cena looks like he's enjoyed one too many Twinkies.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, that guy deserves a break, man. He's been going nonstop for a lot of years. He can have a Twinkie or two.
John Candy Cena.
Yeah. That's pretty good, too. Look at you on a roll, dude. You're bringing humor tonight.
I cracked open an energy drink right before this, so I'm on a roll, dude.
Apparently you did. But no, it's, again, I'm really, really hoping that by going with the throwback thing here, like the wrestling buddies and the Hasbros, I'm able to grab onto some of those names I didn't get back in the day, specifically the LOD wrestling buddies. If Mattel makes LOD wrestling buddies or a Macho King or a DiBiase or a Hogan, oh, dude, I am going to be on cloud nine, and I swear I am buying every single one of them that I see, and they are going to be littered on my bed. I will be sleeping in a pillow of wrestling buddies.
Why do I actually see that happening?
Because it's totally not weird.
But totally going to happen. And then this drew a lot of excitement, but then we found out it's coming with an Elite-style ring. They are making a Goldberg figure.
Yes, they are, which we had heard rumors of.
We did hear rumors about a Goldberg figure, but he's coming with an Elite-style ring, and apparently the ring posts are supposed to light up. Now, I heard this as a rumor. I don't know if it's officially true. But apparently the ring posts are supposed to light up like the new ring posts.
I wonder if they're going to have one side of it light up too, like on the hard camera side.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see why they wouldn't have all four light up.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of that. What I'm not a fan of is them putting a figure that they specifically know a lot of people are going to want to get into a box with a wrestling ring, essentially forcing you to spend the extra money on the ring to get the figure that you really want. This is no different in my mind than them making the first Nakamura figure available in a Defining Moment series.
Yeah, I can see that.
It really seems to be like Mattel is in cash grab mode on both Shinsuke and the Goldberg with the ring.
Just wait. Goldberg's going to come out in a future series. They have the rights to him now. Just wait.
Well, yeah, look what they did with Sting. I mean, how many Sting figures have come out now? So obviously, yes, they are going to put out more Goldbergs. It just kind of sucks that the first one that they put out that everybody's going to want, they put into a ring that you're going to have to spend probably like 60, 70, 80 bucks on.
This ring's going to probably be, what, 80 to 100?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Unless Amazon has some sort of sale on it and you can somehow score it for 60 or 70, I'm thinking, yeah, like 80 bucks.
Scott, Elite 49, do you want to go over it?
Yeah, Elite 49, we are getting Apollo Crews, Becky Lynch, who looks really good, Brutus Beefcake, who looks okay, Legend Killer Randy Orton, this is from his like 2005 look, and finally Elite Enzo and Cass.
The Enzo was my second favorite figure that was shown at this New York Toy Fair.
So good.
It was excellent. They did a fantastic job on the Enzo. You look at it and you're like, holy crap, that's Enzo.
It's totally Enzo.
Becky Lynch, I don't know if they completely fixed the face, but it's better.
It is better. It is. I think it's a lot better than the first one that came out. It's still way better than what they've done with Sasha Banks, aside from the Sasha Banks zombie figure. But I really do like this Becky Lynch. I like the outfit, the hat, everything about it, the jacket. Love the figure. I'm definitely going to be purchasing this one.
In my opinion, the face is not quite there.
I agree with you.
It's a huge upgrade from what they put out in the basic.
Yeah, I think it's an improvement as well. However, I think Brutus Beefcake is going to require some retooling.
That figure was a miss. A huge miss. A big swing and a miss.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I mean, I liked Beefcake when I was a kid. And if this figure was good, I would absolutely consider purchasing it. I'm just not a fan of what they're releasing. It doesn't look great.
No, the face is way off. The hair is off.
Yes.
The jacket is okay. I mean, it is a cloth jacket. I will give them that, but it's just okay.
When you look at a figure, 9 times out of 10, the face is what's going to grab you. This Beefcake, the face is a turnoff for me. It's not what I wanted in that Beefcake. It's off. Something is just off. I'm sure when it's in the packaging, it's going to look okay, but it's a pass for me when I see it. It's just, there needs to be a better Beefcake figure that they come out with.
Yeah, this is also a pass for me too. And it was actually a purchase for me when they announced it.
Same here. Absolutely.
But when I saw the figure, I'm like, passing.
Yep, me too.
Legend Killer Randy Orton. What'd you think of that one?
Excellent figure.
Yeah, cloth shirt. Like it.
Yep.
Apollo Crews and Cass came with 2 plastic molded t-shirts. That was kind of weird, but it was okay.
Yeah, kind of an odd choice. I would have preferred cloth like they went with Orton. But yeah, big fan of the Orton. I think the Apollo Crews also looks really good. Same for Enzo. But man, the Beefcake is a huge disappointment, Elite 49.
Do you notice that they're starting to make things as far as t-shirts and robes cloth now? I think they're listening, dude.
I hope so. I hope they're listening. You bring those cloth accessories, we'll start to listen. We'll start to come back.
Elite 50, why don't you hit it up?
Elite 50 consists of Shane McMahon, John Cena, Stephanie McMahon, Baron Corbin, Warlord, and Rhino.
Stephanie is a must purchase for me.
That's a really, really good figure.
Talk about capturing someone from a certain moment. They nailed when she was introducing Triple H at WrestleMania 32.
Yeah, they absolutely nailed that figure. Baron Corbin, I'm not a huge fan of his yet. He's definitely coming along nicely, but they absolutely nailed that Elite figure. And you and I can go back to one of our first 5, and it was when they had announced the Baron Corbin basic. And you and I definitely were not fans of Corbin back then. I voiced that myself too. But we both agreed that should they do an Elite Corbin, it would almost be a must purchase because of all of the tattoos and the amount of work that would go into that figure. They totally nailed it. It looks really good.
That was episode number one.
Oh, well, there you go.
57 episodes ago, dude.
Yeah, and here we are 57 episodes later talking about the elite Baron Corbin. They nailed the jacket, they nailed the face, the tattoos, the receding hairline. Everything about that figure is really, really good.
I do like that figure. That will be a purchase also for me. Shane McMahon will also be a purchase for me.
I like the Shane figure, just not one that I'm looking to add to my collection.
No?
No, I do like the figure, though. It's a good figure for Shane McMahon fans, for sure.
Actually, going back to Stephanie, I like how she's holding the Triple H mask.
Yes.
I thought that was fantastic. She's got the black outfit on. Looks fantastic.
Yeah, nice touch.
Rhino, there was actually a lot of gripes about the Rhino figure. What'd you think?
I didn't mind the Rhino figure so much. I thought that they captured him pretty well. Who knows if that's actually the finished product or not. There could be some tweaking. And same goes for the previous series, Elite 49, that we discussed. There could be some retooling on the Beefcake that we don't know about, and once it hits the shelves, it could look fine. That could also happen with the Rhino. There could be some changes to take place. I see people's gripes. It does look a little off, but overall, if you really need a Rhino to add to your Heath Slater in your collection, there you go. I think it's a good Rhino. And he comes with the blue penny belt.
He does come with the blue penny belt. His shoulders looked way too big.
They did.
Like Toy Biz big. That's the first time I saw it. I was looking at his shoulders. I was like, that's like Toy Biz.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we need to make a really, really stocky guy, short and stocky. And that's what we got. So like I said, there might be some retooling that they fix that.
Maybe a Toy Biz exec went over to Mattel. It was like, you know,
yeah, right.
We need to build those shoulders a little bit.
He's like, hey guys, I got this.
And we need to throw in a miniature Heath Slater.
Yeah, right. That would totally be Toy Biz.
Now the Warlord. I actually like the Warlord. I was talking with special guest Michael Moore, and he did not like it. He felt that Warlord wasn't big enough. Like, he should have been bigger, like muscular-wise.
We'll see. Again, it's a wait and see until the finished product. I do really like that Warlord figure, but here's the thing. Who was a huge fan of Warlord singles run? Anybody, really?
Crickets over here, dude.
All right, right. Show of hands. Anyone in the audience, show of hands.
Right.
I think almost everybody, if you ask them, if you were to throw a poll up on Twitter, would you rather have Warlord from his Powers and Pain era with a Barbarian of Powers and Pain era, or would you rather just get a Warlord in his singles run gear in a random Elite series? Which one would you want?
I would take in his tag team run with Barbarian.
Absolute no-brainer. It's kind of confusing to me that they went this route. It makes me think that Barbarian is going to be released within the next few Elite series. We'll get a Barbarian from his singles run. And then hopefully sometime down the road, we'll get a Powers of Pain, either a two-pack or two Elite singles. I'll be good with that as well. But this Warlord figure for me is definitely a pass, in hopes that we're going to get a Warlord from the Powers of Pain era.
I actually like it. Well, is it better than his Hasbro?
No.
You don't think so?
No, dude, I really like his Hasbro figure.
Okay, just thought I would throw that out there. John Cena's in this, but...
What series isn't Cena in?
Yeah, haven't we mentioned his name like four times already from this New York Toy Fair?
Yeah, exactly. Back to Warlord, I do like that his accessories are removable because the Hasbro didn't come with any, but that Hasbro Warlord figure is just so boss-looking, dude. He looks like a big badass. And he does in the Elite 2. But given where Elite can go backwards and make Powers of Pain Warlord, Hasbro, I guess for whatever reason, could not. So they were limited to the warlords that they could make. So I really want to see Mattel go back and make a Powers of Pain Warlord. Look how well the Jax Classic Superstar Powers of Pain set did.
Oh yeah.
This should be an absolute no-brainer for Mattel to make a Powers of Pain set. Absolute no-brainer.
Completely agree. Unless they were thinking that since Jax already did the Powers of Pain Jax Classic, why not go with a different look for Warlord?
Yeah, that's a mistake, because they did that with the Superfly as well in their first Legends series. And I believe I read an interview with one of the guys that works for Mattel that wishes maybe they had gone a different route and made a different Superfly instead of the one with the pants and the boots. I wish that they would have just gone Powers of Pain in this set, and I'd be buying, absolutely would be buying both guys from Elite 50.
Yep. And Scott, the last figure that we are going to discuss regarding New York Toy Fair. We saved the best for last.
Yes, you did.
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors to see who's going to announce it?
Sure. Are you ready?
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Wait, time out, time out. Let's do that again. That's terrible.
That's the worst episode of Rock, Paper, Scissors ever.
Dude, we just botched that like Luke Harper and AJ Styles botched the ending to SmackDown. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This should end up on Botchamania, not that.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors.
You're not supposed to wait until I show my hand, dude.
I wish people could see this.
No, it would be so embarrassing. You're like, what's wrong with them, dude? Like...
You can announce it. Go ahead.
All right.
People have already seen it anyways.
Of course. Yeah. This is rehashed news. Of course, we're saving the best for last because the last is the Macho Man defining moments in a robe that we have been talking about on nearly every podcast we've done. We are finally getting WrestleMania 3 Macho Man in the robe defining moments figure. The only thing missing is A, Miss Elizabeth, and B, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
What did you think of the figure?
I think that we saw an unfinished product, if I had to put a guess down, because the headband looked off to me.
The headband did look off. It looked like a plastic... Actually, you know what it looked like? The Macho King Hasbro headband type thing.
That's exactly what I thought it was at first. I'm like, is that supposed to be Macho King in a robe? Like, what am I looking at? So I had to look at it a little bit more. So I'm going to forgive the headband and then just try to picture the rest of the figure. Are the sunglasses removable?
That part I don't know.
I'm going to guess yes. They look to me to be removable.
Okay.
So now I have to picture the figure with a fixed headband, no sunglasses, and I think it's going to be a killer Macho Man. I dig the robe.
I do too. I think the robe is fantastic. It looked like they redid the Macho face.
Yes.
And... it took me a little bit, but I actually kind of started to see it after a few glimpses at it. The face does match Macho well from that era.
Yes, I agree. And I want to see the finished product. That's what I want to see. I'm on a few of these figures, you can tell I'm kind of on a wait and see what the finished product looks like. This is one of those. What I've seen so far, I really like, but I want to see the finished product in the packaging, front and back, so you can see the back of the robe. I want to see the work that they did on that. I want to see the final product, the finished headband, if the sunglasses are removable or not. This might be one that I'm buying two of. If it's as good as I think it's going to be, this is a must-purchase too.
Yeah, definitely agree. The box looks great on the back. It has the star. Looks fantastic. I love it. It's not the robe that I've been clamoring for, but I'm happy with it. Great job. I'm with you. Probably going to get two.
Yeah, I think it's a must. It really makes me itch for that Elizabeth figure. I really, really want more Elizabeth figures down the line with Mattel. I hope that they're hearing us and they've got some in the works because it's almost a sin to not have this Macho Man and no Elizabeth.
Yep, exactly.
You know, they could do an entire defining moment series of just Macho Man and his robes.
Yeah.
You could do one from 3, from 2, from 4, from 5.
Yeah. You can do a whole Elite series. Just make it the Macho Elite.
Yeah, or like what Toy Biz did with the Stings. And just do a bunch of Macho Mans in his robe.
Yeah.
That would only be like $180.
Only.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. Here's $200.
One low price.
Yeah, exactly. Save some money for our new t-shirt.
Exactly.
On whatamaneuver.net. See? That's how you plug it.
Way to work that in, dude.
Yes. Before we jump into your secret question, I did receive my Pollyanna Hasbro pins.
The Macho Man one too?
Did not get the Macho.
Okay, I hear they're shipping tomorrow.
Oh.
Or what would be in our world, Friday.
Ah. In our world. I'm very happy with the pins. They are great looking. The Andre, the Hogan, I have them on my desk because the pin backing, the card that it's on, is like is like a Hasbro card.
Oh, nice.
And the first thing I thought of was I'm going to take it off and just throw it on the cork board that I have at work. But then the more I look at that card, I'm like, I can't take it off the card.
It looks that good, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I have them pinned between a stapler and a calculator. And I look at them every day. They're that great.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to get my variant Macho. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So way to go. You can follow Pollyanna at Pollyanna DIY on Twitter.
Nice.
Scott, we're going to end this week's show with your surprise question.
It's that good, huh?
You're going to hate me for this one.
Do I hate you every week for that one?
Oh, thanks.
At least this week it's a main event.
Yes. Something CM Punk never got at WrestleMania.
Oh, good point.
Zing.
Zing.
Are you ready for your surprise question?
Nope.
Let's get into it. Scott, this week we have your surprise question going on last. You are main eventing. You are headlining. You're coming out last.
Making that pay, brother.
Yep. So, Scott, you're going to kill me.
Again?
Yes. Name your top five favorite matches of all time.
Wow. Ever? This isn't ever. Like just WrestleMania. This is ever.
Ever. We're going WCW, NWA, PWG, ROH.
Dude, are you serious right now? How do you do this? Like, really? Like,
well, simple. I come up with the question and then present it to you.
Girl, hey, here's a good idea. I'm going to come up with this question 2 weeks in advance. I'm going to drop it on him with about 1 minute of warning. I'm going to give myself a good 2 weeks to think about an answer. And then I'm going to look really good when I give it, too. Because I've had 2 weeks to think about a really good answer.
Actually, to be honest, I was struggling with your surprise question this week. And then I thought of it today at work, like in the 11th hour.
Okay, well, I can give you my top two right off the bat. Number one, and I think I've said this many, many times on this podcast, WrestleMania 3, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Randy Macho Man Savage. There is no better match in the history of wrestling ever, period.
Okay.
My second favorite match of all time is Sasha Banks versus Bayley from NXT TakeOver last year.
Okay.
Or year before last.
2015.
Correct, 2015. That is my second favorite match of all time.
Okay.
Now's where it gets really, really hairy. I'm going to say number three is Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 21.
Whoa.
Oh, I absolutely love and adore that match. I could watch that match anytime, any day. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Number four, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker, WrestleMania 25.
You're going very WWE heavy.
I am. I'm sorry. It's just those are my favorites. But I've got a little surprise for number five for you.
Okay.
Number five, Kevin Steen versus El Generico, Final Battle 2010.
Okay. I'm glad you threw ROH in there. I'm actually shocked. No WCW or NWA matches. No War Games. No Dusty Tully. No Dusty Flair.
Dude, I had like less than a minute to prepare that answer. And if you were to ask me that question tomorrow, the list might change again. But I guarantee if you give me a little bit of time to think about it, I could come up with five. But right now, off the top of my head, that is my top five.
Okay.
And you know, I'm going to give an honorable mention to a couple of matches that often go overlooked by people, but they really shouldn't. And here it goes. Honorable mention number one. WrestleMania 22, Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton versus Kurt Angle, triple threat for the World Heavyweight title.
That was an excellent match.
From what I hear, and obviously I was not backstage, I don't know all the details, but I heard that they had to speed that match up because they had to get the long main event in.
Mm-hmm.
What they were given and what they did, dude, awesome match.
Yes.
Awesome match. Here's another one that's off the beaten path a little bit. Future Shock versus All Night Express. Final Battle 2010.
Ooh.
It was the opening match.
That was a good match.
And they put on one of the best tag team matches I've ever seen. It was so, so good. I believe All Night Express went over in that one.
They did.
But Future Shock looked awesome in that match.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'm going to throw at you. World's Greatest Tag Team versus Kings of Wrestling at Supercard of Honor 2011. Night number one.
That was a great match also.
You and I were front and center for that one.
Yep.
You can go back to the DVD and see it. We were sitting front row up on the stage. That was such a great match to watch and be a part of. I'll absolutely 100% never forget that match. That match was awesome. Again, these are all honorable mentions. Another honorable mention, how about CM Punk and John Cena from the Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
You know what? I like that match because the crowd made it. But to me, their best match ever was the one leading up to WrestleMania 29, and it was just a Monday Night Raw.
Hmm.
Do you remember?
I have to go back and watch that one. No, I don't remember it.
Oh, that was a terrific match. It was a Monday Night Raw, and it was supposed to be like whoever won between Cena and Punk faced Rock at WrestleMania or something like that. And they had a fantastic match. That's probably my favorite match of theirs.
Interesting. I'll have to go back and watch it. I'm also going to throw two more matches at you, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Wrestle Kingdom from this year, Kenny Omega and Okada.
Terrific match.
Absolutely amazing show put on by those two guys. And then I'm going to go a huge curveball here. AJ Styles versus John Cena, SummerSlam 2016.
You like that match better than the Rumble match, huh?
Absolutely love their SummerSlam match. If I gave stars to a match, that match would have gotten 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely love that match. I thought that Cena, that's probably one of his best matches ever. AJ, excellent as always, but that match just, it was so great. And the fact that AJ won was even better. But yeah, those are the last two I'll throw in with honorable mentions. But there you go. There's my top five with some honorable mentions.
I do agree with you regarding Taker and Michaels.
That's your number three? Or no, your number four?
I don't know. It's somewhere on there. I'm going to make that number two. And let me start off with number one. Number one is Bret and Austin from WrestleMania 13. Never before have I ever seen a double turn.
Yes.
Up until that point.
Well, no, you had. You saw Demolition and Powers of Pain.
Ah, good call. I did see that.
Yeah. You were young, Jeff. Granted, you were very young, Jeff.
Yeah, young Jeff didn't realize what was going on.
Yeah, you're like, dude, why are they beating up Mr. Fuji?
Yeah, why is the Powers of Pain helping Fuji up now?
Yeah, you just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. WrestleMania 13, Austin Bret, that double turn where Bret went heel and Austin, quote unquote, may have gone face.
Yes.
How people viewed it. That match was amazing. I loved the double turn. I thought that they executed it perfectly. The match was great. I loved that match. That's my number one match.
Okay. Wow. Bret as your number one. Dude, I'm in shock. Are you going to tell me Strikeforce is number two?
Strikeforce and... No, I'm just kidding. Strikeforce and Hart Foundation when Strikeforce won the titles.
Mark.
No, I think Michaels and Taker was number two. I think that's one of the greatest matches of all time.
Yes,
number three is Alicia Fox and Melina.
You had to go there. You had to bring an Alicia Fox and Melina joke.
Oh, come on, dude. I had to go there, man.
So I'm going to be putting an ad in the paper next week. I'm looking for a replacement guest host for the Fully Postable podcast. If you're interested, we can put your image onto a t-shirt. You will be a Hasbro figure.
It'd be Photoshopped on.
Yeah, we're going to Photoshop out Jeff's head. One of the prerequisites is you cannot say Melina and Alicia Fox is one of your favorite matches
Come
ever.
Come on, I had to do it.
Not even in jest.
I had to do it, dude. I really did.
I'll give you this one time.
Number three, I've got to say Omega and Okada.
It was excellent.
I heard so much hype around it, and it lived up to it when I finally got to see it.
Yeah, a lot of times you hear a lot of hype about a match, and it can only go down from there. And that didn't happen with Okada and Omega. It was as good as advertised. From Omega's Terminator entrance to Okada's grand entrance to the match itself, it's just so good.
It lived up to it because, like you said, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was, Meltzer was giving it 6 stars. Everything was all right about this match. And I'm like, no way, you know, no way. I watched it and I'm like, yeah. Wow. Okay, that lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I wonder if the staff at FTC was like dancing around the offices like, hey, Kenny Omega had an awesome match. They're going to really want that figure now. Doing little jigs around the office.
Partying like it's 1999, dude.
Just like it's 1999.
So that was number three. Number four is a match I don't know if you've ever seen. It is...
Try me.
It is from New Japan.
Probably haven't seen it.
There was a match from, I want to say, Wrestle Kingdom 8? Wrestle Kingdom 9? And it was Shinsuke against Kota Ibushi.
Oh, okay.
Everything was right about that match. There was one part where Kodo's head was hanging over the bottom rope And Nakamura just goes up to him and starts stiff kicking him in the face.
Oh.
And all of a sudden you see Kota start to fire up. And this is where they start to lay it in. Unfortunately, it was towards the end of the match. But you start to see them just starting going strong style on each other, dude. I'm like, holy crap. You know, I loved every minute of it, dude. I thought that was a great match.
That's your number four?
That's my number four. You have no idea how much I love that match.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I accidentally deleted it off my DVR and regret it, dude, because I actually saved it because I kept going back and watching it. Number five is Young Bucks against World's Cutest Tag Team. Just kidding. That's an honorable mention.
Oh, I was like, wow, really? Okay.
I actually just watched that the other day, and I was in the kitchen making food, and I actually sat down on the couch, and I couldn't stop watching it, dude, because I forgot how good that match was, actually. That's an honorable mention.
Is that the one where Matt had the tacks on the bottom of his shoe and he super kicked Candace?
Yes.
That is so heel, dude.
Yes.
It's not just that he super kicked a woman. It's that he super kicked a woman with tacks on the bottom of his shoe.
He implanted tacks onto the bottom of the sneaker and super kicked her.
So rude, dude. So rude.
But the match was good, too.
It was excellent. Excellent. Candace LeRae was a bloody mess.
Oh, dude, she was jacked up after that.
Man, what a match.
She's hardcore, dude. She's hardcore.
Yes, she is. I hope she gets an FTC figure one day.
So I've got to come up with my number five.
Yes.
And this was tough because there's so many matches, right? Number five, I do agree with you, Generico and Steen from Final Battle 2010.
That was just awesome. It was the perfectly booked feud that WWE was smart enough to capitalize on and invest in as well. Just ROH told such a good story for a full year with those two guys, and that was the culmination of the feud. They told a great story with the match. Both guys were a mess by the end of it. If you ever get the opportunity, just go back and watch it. Do yourself a favor. You know who both guys are. You love them. They're amazing. And this is them about 4 years before hitting, 4 or 5 years before hitting WWE. And what a show those guys put on. They main evented Final Battle in 2010, and rightfully so. ROH let them carry the ball, and they just absolutely ran with it. Put on a great match.
Honorable mentions, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio from Halloween Havoc 97.
Yep, that's a great match.
Love that match. I've watched that a couple times on the network. Another honorable mention would be Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty versus Doug Summers and Playboy Buddy Rose. From the cage.
Oh, this, yeah, yeah, where they finally won the feud, and that was that.
Yep. Another honorable mention, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and you can only find it on Daily Motion. You can't find it on YouTube. It's Steiners versus Money Inc. in a cage. And it was from like some random... You remember how they used to put on special shows before WrestleMania or before Survivor Series?
Yeah.
It was from one of those, I believe.
Okay.
It was just some random pre-show, and it was Steiners versus Money Inc. And I don't know why, but I loved that match. I've watched it a couple times on Daily Motion. As blurry as it is, I still have to watch it.
And it was in a cage?
It was in a cage.
How weird that they put a tag team match in a cage back then.
Since I thought of this question today, there's probably other matches that I'm missing or blanking on, but those were basically my top matches of all time.
The ones that just jumped into your head as you were thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those questions are really hard because as you sit and you start to ponder back and think about the question that was asked to you, well, after the recording, you'll be sitting around this weekend going, oh, yeah, what about, and oh, yeah, I remember that. And it those are really, really, really tough questions. It's one that you need to sit and think at least a month, like full on. That way it was a definitive list of your top five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one we both forgot. Nakamura and Zayn from last year. Takeover.
Yeah, honorable mention right there.
Absolutely. That was an amazing match between those two guys.
And what made that match great was that those two had never touched before that match. Those two have never had a match together. That was the very first time they ever locked up, and it was in that match.
Yeah, I hope it's not the last time. I hope that when Shinsuke debuts, it's on the Raw roster, and he and Sammy have another go-around, because that takeover match was so good.
Don't go to the Raw roster. Don't.
You want Nakamura on SmackDown?
Yeah. I want Nakamura AJ.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. Nakamura Cena?
I'd like to see him kick Cena's head. That'd be sweet.
I think SmackDown needs a few more players. They've got the SmackDown 6 right now going on. They've got Ambrose, Cena, Corbin, AJ, Bray. Am I missing? Oh, and Randy Orton.
And Randy Orton, yep.
Yeah, it seems like those guys are always on the top of the card.
Yep. Looks like Luke Harper's getting there too, though.
Yeah, Luke's getting there. I just think they need a couple more people on that show. And I think, honestly, I think Revival and Nakamura would be perfect.
They would be absolutely perfect. Yeah. I would love to see Revival on either brand, actually.
With Revival on SmackDown, you would have them against American Alpha. With Nakamura, you'd have Nakamura against AJ. So you got some already built-in feuds right there.
Yeah, yeah. Those are feuds that you could run with for like at least 4 months.
Oh, easily, hands down. Scott, that wraps up episode 58. Again, we want to thank everyone that went over to whatamaneuver.net and purchased the new Scott and I in Hasbro form t-shirt.
Us as the Rockers.
Fully Posable Goes Retro is what we named it.
Love it.
That's such a great shirt, man. I actually put that as my desktop at work.
Well, like I said, too, it's the design that we wanted to go with originally when we had conceived the notion of the show. When we had kind of come up with that idea, we started knocking around the idea for a logo. And I can't remember which of us it was, but it was like, dude, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just get a picture of the Rockers Hasbros and just stick our heads on top of them? Well, you took that ball and ran with it, had somebody design it, and boom, there it is. And it's just so awesome to see the finished product and how good it came out.
Do want to thank our designer. His name is Damon Windsor. You can find him on Twitter at Damon Windsor. He is also on Facebook, facebook.com. His place is called Descendant Designs, DESCENDENT Designs. He does some great work, and he does a lot of wrestlers' trunks, a lot of wrestlers' tights, a lot of wrestlers' designs. So hit him up if you have a design that you want to put up for your podcast, for your YouTube show. Hit him up. Again, head over to whatamaneuver.net and hit up our store. Depending on how the sales go for this shirt, we got more designs going on that we need to throw up there.
Yeah, we've got some ideas that we're knocking around. And don't forget, too, we still have the Fig Life shirt as well.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. $25, just DM us at Fully Posable on Twitter. $25, we'll send a shirt. We'll send something cool inside the shirt. Not a throat lozenge, not a Twinkie.
Maybe some dry ice?
Why would I send dry ice?
Well, you said something cool.
No, you're taking it way too literal, dude.
Are you going to package like a fan in there with it? Perhaps a little fold-out fan with our Fully Posable logo on it.
Ooh, you're giving me ideas for new products.
Or perhaps a pen.
A Fully Posable pen?
Yes.
Oh, no, we don't have those yet. So it won't
Or maybe
be that.
One of these days we'll have Figures Toy Company make action figures of us, and we'll like give them away as a prize.
Chris, if you're listening, hint, hint.
Dresses up as the Rock and Roll Express or something.
Yes. So you can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable WFP. You can listen to our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please, please, please rate and review on iTunes. And you can email us any questions, comments, wishlist, FullyPosable WFP at gmail.com. Scott, for episode 58, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Head over to whatamaneuver.net and purchase the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt, sweatshirt, or tank top, or even a women's tee, too.
Do we have blankets?
No blankets, but they do have infant shirts and toddler shirts.
You think somebody could squeeze their dog into one of those?
I don't know, but now you're giving me ideas to purchase one for our three mutts over here.
Yes, buy shirts for your dogs. Your dogs love Fully Posable t-shirts.
Yes, women's shirts, tanks, they've got it all over there. So make sure you head over there. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.